This is All Things Considered on Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has said any Georgian, regardless of their coronavirus symptoms, can get a test for COVID-19. What might not be so obvious is exactly how you go about finding a test. GPB's Grant Blankenship has been sorting through all of this, and he joins me now. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Ricky.
So first of all, what is Georgia testing for right now on a grand scale?
All right. So the test that everyone is being encouraged to get is to determine whether or not you have coronavirus right now, not whether you've had it in the past.
So remind us why someone who doesn't even feel sick should even consider getting tested for the coronavirus, because previously we were told that tests are better left just for people who are sick.
Right. Yeah. So if there were a treatment for COVID-19, then yes, it would maybe make sense to only test sick people. That way we wouldn't be wasting the treatment. But of course, there is no such treatment. So the best medicine we're left with is finding infected people and isolating them. Then when you throw in the fact that people can have the virus and spread it while never feeling sick themselves, and then you start to see why it's important to ramp up testing even for people who don't think they're sick.
So say I'm ready to get tested. Where do I start?
Okay, so first off, the thing to know is what I'm about to describe is absolutely free. You don't need insurance. It's free. So if it's a government test you're going to go after and not something from a private lab, the process is going to begin with a conversation with a healthcare provider. Governor Kemp talks a lot about the Augusta University Express Health Care telehealth app for your phones. It's the Augusta, AU Express Care app. Once you have that on your phone and you have a login, you're going to be asked to pick from a menu of healthcare workers to talk to. Then you'll have a video chat and you'll tell them about your symptoms and your underlying health. So that's one version. Or you could just call your local health department. The Department of Public Health has a list of phone numbers for every single one of those. And again, here you talk to a healthcare worker, describe your symptoms and any other underlying health issues you might have. In either case, you're going to be referred for a test after that screening. Someone will call you a little after the call and help you set up a test time.
The processes sound very familiar, Grant. So why would I pick the app over a phone call or vice versa?
Well, it's about access. When I chased a test for myself last week, I started with the Augusta University Health Express Care app. The referral process worked as promised, but on the follow-up phone call to schedule my test, the only labs I was given as an option were 100 miles away from me in Atlanta, Augusta, or Albany.
And we should point out, you are in Macon.
That's like 100 miles away. maybe the app works best in hot spots like Southwest Georgia, Albany, Daugherty County, big population centers like Metro Atlanta or near Augusta University, but maybe not so much where I live in Macon. So I called my local health department, the North Central Health District, and I explained again, I had no symptoms, no underlying conditions. They got me a referral to a testing center about 2 miles from my house, and I succeeded in getting tested. Whole process, start to finish, maybe an hour long.
Maybe the local health department is the place to start, but what about this private testing? Is that a good choice?
Well, yeah, you know, there are private tests available. CVS is offering them, Walmart in some places. There are private labs that are setting up pop-ups in church parking lots in Macon and Atlanta. Those are fine. Your results, if you get tested there, are going to roll up to state records just like at the health department or an Augusta University testing spot. It's just really hard to know when and where those private labs are going to be because the Department of Public Health can't keep a calendar of them.
It's just catch-as-catch-can. But it sounds like there's a lot of access, Grant. So if you want to know that you are an asymptomatic carrier of the coronavirus and you don't want to wait, you have lots of options. You call your local health department. You try the Augusta University app on your phone.
Yeah, those are the two best options. And we have the list of the numbers to your local health departments and other resources on our website, gpbnews.org.
And one more time, Grant, what does any of this cost?
It is absolutely free.
GPB's Grant Blankenship in Macon. Thank you so much, Grant.
Yeah, thank you for the time, Ricky.